The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Sponges are very primitive animals. They don't have nerve cells, nor muscles, nor eyes, nor a lot of other things we commonly associate with animals. So scientists figured sponges split from the tree of life before nerves evolved. A new study has surprised researchers, however. Neurological researchers long thought it was after the sponges split from the trunk of the tree of life and sponges went one way and animals developed from the other that nerves started from. However, what they found in sponges were the building blocks for nerves, something they never expected to find. Researchers studied a sea sponge called Amphimedon queenslandica. What they've done is to try to find the molecular building blocks of nerves, or what may be called the nerve's ancestor, the protoneuron. And indeed, they found sets of these genes in sponges. But what was really cool was they took some of these genes and expressed them in frogs and flies, and the sponge gene became functional. The sponge gene actually directed the formation of nerves in these more complex animals.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.